space news. When I talk about space and space-related matters, there is so much we don't know. It may be about how space operates or what has happened with probes and landings. Let me give you a for instance. When Neil Armstrong landed on the moon, he was out of camera range for a little while. What many believe he did was leave a bracelet on the moon dedicated to his daughter who had died at the age of only 2 years old. One of the most unlikely companies hired to create the spacesuit for the moon landing was Playtex. Eventually their suit was accepted. The last thing I would like to mention about the moon landing is how the lunar module broke. When getting back inside, the ascent engine's arming was banged into and broken. No one knew what to do. Would the astronauts be stuck on the moon and die? We know this didn't happen thanks to the quick thinking of Aldrin, who pulled out a felt pen and stuck it into the slot where the broken switch was. It held and the lunar module was able to blast off and the astronauts were saved. A photo has surfaced taken by the Mars rover. It contains a picture of what the world looks just like a monkey on the surface of the planet. Not only does the object look like a monkey, but you can see the hairs of its fur when enlarged. This begs the question, are there monkeys on Mars? Could it be we sent a monkey there to see if he could survive? There has been talk for quite a while about the atmosphere on Mars, and some people claim we were not told the truth about it and it would be possible for humans to breathe on the red planet. Some people are claiming the monkey-like animal could be indigenous to Mars and might even be an intelligent being. If you paste the following address into your web browser's address area, you can see the photo. Sorry, Truth Facts does not use live outside links. You can go to the article for the address. Suddenly Titan has become the darling of NASA. Scientists that believe there is a chance the moon is capable of harboring life. Titan is one of the moons which orbit the planet Saturn. The scientists claim the environment on Titan is similar to what it was on the early Earth. Titan is so cold, ice is hard as rocks on Earth. Even though it has beaches, they don't have sand and are made up of carbon, hydrogen, nitrogen and oxygen. There are lakes and seas on the moon. The atmosphere is 4 times as dense, but this is not as big a problem as it would be on Earth since the gravity is lower. A drone is being developed to fly over Titan and take photos. The drone might even land on the moon for a closer glimpse of things. NASA is working on the next rover to land on Mars in 2020, and along with that work is developing a new super camera to mount on it. The rover is going to have stereoscopic cameras mounted on it, and the super camera will be mounted on one side. It is being said this will aid in the search for life and allow samples to be analyzed from a distance. The super camera is more advanced than any camera on Mars at the present. The super cam, as the name implies, is a more advanced version of the chem cam. It has a LIMS, a Riemann spectrophotometer, an ear spectrophotometer, and a telephoto camera. Will we finally be able to prove there are ruins on Mars? Probably not, unless NASA aims it at them. Okay, I am going to say it, there are those who think aliens were advising Hitler during the war. I say if there were, they didn't do too good of a job. This has been thought about for a long time because of all the super weapons the Germans produced. This was the result of their scientific structure. They gathered most of their scientists and engineers and put them in one place and allowed them to share all their finds among themselves, which led to incredible advancements. Over 20,000 were stationed at Barramundi. We could learn a lot from this setup. Will we be able to fulfill our plan to get back to the moon by 2024? There are a lot of doubters. One of the reasons some people are doubting this is the fact NASA has been accused of hiding the true cost of the operation. It is also being said delays in the development of its rocket is hurting the timetable. Boeing, the builder of the rocket, is doing what contractors always seem to do, having cost overruns. The cost is said to have already increased by about $2 billion, which was said to be 30% over budget. Who knows what it could be by 2024. A Russian billionaire funded a search of over 1,300 stars. He was looking for signs of alien life. It is said nothing was found. Of course, the aliens would have had to have some type of technology to be discovered, so this might not eliminate non-technological races or races so far ahead of us we don't recognize their technology as such. Is looking for radio transmitters prudent when we know a radio signal only travels at the speed of light? If this did happen, it might be the signal hasn't reached us yet or has degraded so much, we don't recognize it. Sending out radio signals which could take hundreds or thousands of years or more to reach anywhere does seem like a waste of time to me, and maybe alien races at that stage feel the same way. Jeff Bezos, the founder of Amazon and Blue Origin, has revealed Blue Origin has built a moon lander. He says it will help NASA land on the moon by 2024. What he showed the audience was only a mock-up, but it was full-size for effect. He said the company had been developing the lander for over 3 years. How he plans to help NASA I don't know, unless NASA can adopt his lander for the landing. Bezos said he loved the idea of going back to the moon in 2024. It's the right thing to do. And we can help meet the timeline, but only because we started 3 years ago. It's time to go back to the moon, this time to stay. Blue Origin is also working on creating new rockets.